Hey everyone, you are on with John. Today's episode is a little different because instead of listening to me give my opinions on things, I'm going to have two different guests join me to talk about what they are doing to stay physically and mentally fit during quarantine. My first guest is a singer, songwriter, actress, and yoga instructor, and she is on with me right now. Please welcome Jillian Calouette. Hi, Jill.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm bored, but I'm good.
Me too. Definitely having those bored moments and yeah.
as I understand it, you are quarantined with your boyfriend, right?
Yes, I am.
How's that going?
It's been great, actually. He has a recording studio in his home. That's his business that he runs. So I'm very grateful that, you know, I'm still surrounded by music. And obviously, I'm so happy to be with him all the time. But That's another gift of being with him, is being able to make music with him, continuing to do that.
Oh, he makes music too?
Yes, he does. Yep.
Is this the longest time you two have been kind of stuck together?
Yes. Yes. Usually, you know, we see each other, you know, at the end of the day, but, you know, we're spending full days together now.
Have you discovered any habits about each other that annoy you yet?
No, not yet. We really get along so well, and we work really well together as a couple.
What's his name?
Pace.
Pace. Okay. I'll have to meet him. I haven't met him yet.
Yes, you do. Yes, you have to meet him.
See, I'm stuck home with my family, so that's a little different and definitely not as fun. I could tell you we're not making music together, that's for sure.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's such a gift to be with your family, too.
That's true. Yeah, we definitely, especially my siblings and I, we've definitely gotten closer. That's true.
That's wonderful.
Well, so part of the reason I wanted to have you on, though, is because, I mean, we're friends and I know you, and I know that music is a big part of your life and yoga is a big part of your life. And I've been to your yoga classes when you would do them while we were in school together. So have you been using yoga to stay physically and mentally fit during these times? And if so, how have you been using yoga to do that?
Well, yoga completely changed my life about 5 years ago. That's when I began my practice, and I practice every single day now. I teach 5 classes a week virtually right now, which I'm so grateful for, that I get to continue to teach and share this gift of yoga, and especially during these times, because we're all experiencing trauma and grief and high stress, anxiety. And it's such a chaotic time. We're collectively moving through this chaotic time together. And I am so happy to be able to teach and have that routine still embedded in my life here, because when we have that schedule and we give others a chance to develop a schedule and a ritual, even during these times when life feels so uncertain, it can feel safe, you know? I've been practicing yoga every day and teaching.
Where do you teach virtually so people can know if they want to join that?
So one of my yoga studios, Live Right Wellness, they're offering free Facebook Live classes on Facebook. And two of my other studios, they're doing a monthly pass, and you can get unlimited videos and classes that you can follow along with. So those are some really, really great options to begin your practice or continue your practice.
And is there a website or for your studios that people can go to get more information on those?
Absolutely. So Rise Yoga, it's in Wallingford, Connecticut. If you just Google Rise Yoga, their website will pop up. And then Zen Yoga Bar in Burlington, Connecticut. They're phenomenal as well. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on, you know, through Google. So definitely check those studios out. And Live Right Wellness as well. They're in Wethersfield, Connecticut. They're offering the free Facebook classes.
Okay. So even though we're all stuck at home right now and our lives have kind of stopped, something you said that I think matters is it's a good idea for people to keep and maintain a schedule so that something about life feels normal. And so in your new normal, in your new schedule, how do you fit yoga into that? Like, walk me through a typical day of Jillian in quarantine.
So I wake up pretty early, actually. I mean, there's some days when it's a little harder to get out of bed because, you know, I might not be teaching a class that morning or whatnot. But if I sign up the night before for, there's some of yoga studios that I really love taking classes at, along with my own studios that I work at, they're offering so many great classes. I'll wake up and I'll go take a class or I'll teach a class. I typically teach in the morning. And then after I teach or I do my own practice, then I'll go for a nice long walk around the neighborhood and just come on back and make my breakfast. And I do some meditation and breathing. And also something that's helped me so much through quarantine is developing mantras, daily mantras. So I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, you know, how do I want to feel today? And then the second question I ask myself is, how can I give back to others today? And some days, you know, I teach or I painted a bunch of rocks. My boyfriend's sister and I, we painted all these rocks and we placed them around the neighborhood. And that was just so wonderful. So we've done little things like that throughout the days. Yeah. And also, you know, writing music. So that's a typical day for me, just trying to stay creative, but right. also just be super, super gentle with myself. Because, you know, this is a really, really difficult time.
Yeah, I think that's important, is to be gentle with yourself, because a lot of people are kind of beating up on themselves right now if they're not doing enough or not exercising enough or they're not getting up early enough or they're not going to bed early. You know, people will find so many things to be mad at themselves for right now. But one of the only parts of this whole situation that you can control is how you react to it. Mm-hmm. And so you said the first question you ask yourself in the morning is, how do I want to feel today? What would your advice be for someone who wakes up more days than not and they just don't feel good already? Mm. You know, what if there's people getting out of bed in the morning and they don't even have it in them to ask, how do I want to feel today? They just wake up and feel bad. What would you say to those people?
Mm. Yes, I've had so many days like that where you wake up and it's really, really difficult to get out of bed. You don't feel, you know, that motivation or that inspiration. And the biggest thing for me is I look outside, even if it's raining, you know, and it's a gloomy day. Mm. I just look outside and I just begin right. to tap into my breath. I just begin to take some deep breaths. And the more I can tap into how I'm feeling and not be hard on myself, because I am the queen of being hard on myself. the more I can just be like, all right, I feel really, really awful right now. And you know what? That's okay. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. just by telling yourself that it's okay to feel how you feel, you begin to move up that emotional ladder and you start to feel a little bit better. And then, you know, right. you don't have to force yourself to get to this joyful, blissful state of being, you know, in 2 seconds. It takes time. So I think just the more you can just begin to breathe into those feelings, the more your body and your mind and your heart can start to process what you're experiencing, and just knowing that it's really okay to have a tough day, and knowing that, you know, mm-hmm. not the whole day's not going to be like that. And if the whole day's like that, that's okay. The next day's, it's going to get better. So just keep telling yourself, right. like, you know, it's going to get better.
Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but like, is there any kind of breathing exercise we could do right now as like an example?
Of course. Absolutely. So there's something called the square breath that I've been loving. My family's been loving, my students have been loving. And so if you want, just close your eyes.
Should I be sitting? Like, does it matter how I'm sitting?
Yes. So you can be sitting. You can also lie down for this and just sit up nice and tall, feeling your sits bones rooting down beneath you. Roll your shoulders up and down the back a few times, releasing any tension or any holding there, and soften the skin of your face, softening the jaw. And then in your mind, imagine a square. So you'll trace one side of the square. We'll say the right side of the square, bottom to top. You inhale for the count of four up that side of the square. And then you gently hold your inhale for the count of four. That's the top of the square. And then as you trace the left side down, you exhale for the count of four. And as you go along the bottom of the square, you gently hold your exhale for the count of four. Do you want to try it?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I was just going along as you were saying.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. So have your square in your mind, finding that softness through the body. Inhale, two, three, four. Gently hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Gently hold the exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Gently hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Gently hold, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Gently hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Gently hold, two, three, four. Let that breath completely go. And then when you're ready, take a deep breath in again. And come back to your natural, authentic breath.
That was great.
Thank you.
Like, that was, what, a minute? Not even? And it honestly does feel good. I haven't, you know, before all this, I was someone who, I did like to meditate and I took the time to do it. And even though I have the time right now, I haven't actually taken the time to do real meditation once or deep breathing once. So that actually just felt real good. And it was so fast.
Yes. It just takes a few seconds, even if, because a lot of people, they'll say, I don't have time to do it. Or a lot of people feel very intimidated by meditation, because when you sit with yourself like that, it can make you feel very anxious when you're beginning mm-hmm. your meditation. But knowing that the more that you can see, you're creating and holding a safe space for yourself, the more that you can let those emotions begin to bubble up inside of you, and you're using that breath, the more that anxiety and that fear can be released from you. So yeah, even just taking, you know, a minute can just change your mood completely. And, you know, it's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, no, that felt good. Like, just my face feels lighter,
yes.
You know?
Yes, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah. So my yoga practice and breath work and all, just even just dancing around, just moving your body in any way, it just brings you back to yourself. It brings you back to that state of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really wonderful.
You know, and I think a part of this whole situation that people don't talk about enough yet, or they don't even think about yet, it's more of an afterthought, is the mental health effects this is going to have on people. Mm-hmm. And it already is having on people, because, I mean, everyone knows that we're bored and anxious from sitting at home and mm-hmm. we want to get out. Sure, everyone's feeling that. But there are some people who this is putting them in a deep mm-hmm. depression. There are some people who are probably experiencing some kind of trauma from this mm-hmm. situation. And there's not much they could do about it right now, medically, because of everything being closed, and you can't really be with a therapist, you can't really mm-hmm. be with your doctor. So yoga is something you can use, and meditation and breathing is something you can use in the meantime and after to at least try to feel good. You
oh,
know?
Absolutely. Yes. And also exactly what you said. You know, some people might not be feeling the effects truly of what's happening right now, or they don't even realize right. that they're feeling it. But our bodies, our cells, they have these memories. And, you know, maybe a few months from now, you might start feeling that trauma kick in or that grief and not understand why. And that's why it's just so important right now to every single day check in with yourself, take a few deep breaths and just say, how am I feeling today? And just finding that compassion and just being honest with yourself. And, you know, and practicing yoga helps so much, not only obviously with your physical health, because it gives you, you know, amazing strength and flexibility and a stronger immune system even. But just by doing yoga every day, you're helping your emotional well-being and giving yourself that mental clarity and also, you know, relieving a lot of stress and anxiety. So that way you're able to move through this chaotic time with a little bit of peace. So that way you can, in return, mm-hmm. help others find that peace too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like you were saying before, another thing that has been giving you peace during all of this is being able to make music and sing and listen to music. Can you talk to me about how you've been using music to stay mentally fit and a little bit about, I know you were working on an album. Is that still happening?
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to release this album. Definitely with what's going on with COVID, we have pushed things back a little bit. But we are in the mixing stages right now, the album, and I just can't wait to get these songs out in the world. I've worked on them for almost a year now, actually over a year when I was writing them too. So it's just been, there's so much love put into this album. And so I've been using, you know, my time to write new music and also continue to mix the album. And another thing that I've really fallen in love with has been sound healing. And I have a few...
What is that exactly? Just in case there are people who are
not sure. So sound healing, I personally use crystal quartz singing bowls when I do my sound healing sessions for my yoga students. Mm-hmm. And the vibrations of these bowls, they sound like chimes or bells. The vibration of the bowls helps to relax your entire nervous system. It gives you this feeling of peace and serenity. And it is a proven fact that singing bowls and sound healing can truly help you feel more relaxed and at ease. So that's something that I've really fallen in love with. And I teach that every Sunday. I teach a meditation and a sound bath where I play the bowls and you just go into this deep meditative state and just let your body rest. We crave.
Where do you do that?
Yes, that's on Facebook. That's on Live Right Wellness's Facebook page. Our bodies, they crave stillness. They crave just to be at ease.
So it's getting to the point where it's time for me to take a break, and this is the end of the segment with you. So before I go, is there anything else you wanted to promote or talk about?
Yes, absolutely. So I definitely want to give a shout out to Pace's studio that I've been recording at for almost 2 years now. It's called Pharaoh Recording Studios, and it's located in Plainville, Connecticut. So definitely check them out. And also check out my Instagram, Yoga with Jillian C, and also my Facebook page, which is Yoga with Jillian C, Connecticut Yoga Instructor.
Perfect. Jillian, thank you so
much
for doing
this. Thank you, John. It was such a pleasure.
Yes. So everyone stick around. And when we come back, I'll be joined by fitness trainer and nutrition coach Tom Chin to discuss how he has been staying mentally and physically healthy during quarantine. And Jill, thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much, John.
Everyone, welcome back. Before I introduce my next guest, I just want to say there have been some weird things happening with the mics. I hear it. We're going to power through it, so work with me. So joining me now is fitness instructor and nutrition coach Tom Chin to give his take on staying healthy during quarantine. Hi, Tom.
What's up, John? How are you, man?
I'm great. So before we get into your tips for staying healthy during quarantine, how did you get into fitness and how did you become a fitness instructor and nutrition coach?
Yeah, so my fitness journey was one that was kind of like, I was never actually into fitness or sports or athletics or anything growing up. Just kind of was like that unhealthy kid that played video games, but never really thought anything of it. And
yeah,
it like actually like led to a lot of like bullying and depression and anxiety and body image issues and things like that. And when I graduated high school and I got into college, I was just like, you know what? I want like a new like myself. Like I just felt like this urge to kind of reinvent like how I looked. And so I started with the at-home workouts, like the DVDs and the P90X. And then I eventually got a gym membership. And then like that cascaded with a lot of momentum. And then I ended up competing in bodybuilding. And then around that time, I actually graduated college with a bachelor's in finance and I was doing mortgage banking. And then I quit that job because I was like, no, like I don't enjoy this. Like I really do love fitness. Like fitness has done so much for my life. You know, it transformed not only how I looked, but how I felt about myself. And it just gave me the confidence and the purpose in life just to feel better. And, you know, a lot of people kind of like look to me for that. So after I quit mortgage banking, that's kind of like how I fell into this whole coaching route. And so about 6 months following after that, that's when I got hired at The Edge, which is a local gym where we both live. They kind of took me on as a coach, and that's where my in-person coaching started. And so that was, you know, working with everyone from, you know, kids to adults to athletes, teaching large group classes. And then I got youth certified, and then I ended up working with a lot of special needs children. And then I got and then I kind of shifted my focus just a little bit more to broaden my horizons. And I got certified as a nutrition coach as well, just because, you know, understanding that in terms of fitness, you know, one thing that I've really learned and tried to get across to people is that it's not just like that workout. You know, obviously you have to eat right, but then there's a whole, that's a whole other world is the relationship with food and understanding how people can, you know, not have to, you know, go crazy over a diet. And then just how it all plays into how you want to feel too. So like that's, you know, one thing that really kind of drove me in my own life. You know, like one of my own big motivating factors was like always trying to figure out, you know, how I wanted to look and feel. And both of those are always kind of moving in, you know, in parallel directions. And so that's what I try to get across to people. And here we are today. Yeah, that's kind of my story summed up.
So you said that you developed depression and anxiety based on the bullying that you faced because of body issues. Being depressed and anxious is something a lot of people are feeling right now, being stuck inside and not being able to go to their gyms. What my last guest talked about how she used yoga to stay mentally and physically fit during these times. What are you doing at home?
So one thing is, and this kind of just goes back to a little more mindset, I'm just finding the best way to adapt however I can. So I'm thankful in that I have like 5 pieces of workout equipment. I have like 2 pairs of dumbbells. I ordered some bands and I have like a old mat and a jump rope I ordered too. And that's it. Oh, and then I have like my dad's like bench that he had. But, like that's it. Like nothing crazy, you know? But then like, and I guess this is where I'm understanding fitness as a whole. And I think this quarantine has really made me, I guess, proud in a sense of my coach, because it makes you understand fitness with how limited equipment you've had. I've kind of gone through stages, you know, the first couple of weeks, you know, especially when I didn't really have my stuff together. And there's to a large degree, you know, there's a good amount of fitness you can do with body weight alone. I think what a lot of people have to understand is that like their normal style of working out is kind of just thrown out the window. And I'm good in adapting like that. And, you know, being able to kind of, you know, just, you know, take the punch and move on. But it's like a lot of people, sometimes they could think like, oh, my workout's going to be, you know, I want to build muscle. I want to, you know, lose right. fat. And so I'm going to go do these machines. Or I'm going to go do this style of workout program. And so with me, I'm like, okay, like I need to take that same style of program that I would want to do. And now I have to understand that I'm not going to burn as many calories because we're not moving as much. We're stuck at home and the intensity of our workouts have decreased. So I now have to find a way to bring more intensity with limited equipment.
So what are
some
simple exercises people can do with limited equipment or no equipment at all?
So that's exactly where I was going with that. It really makes you do it. It forces you to stick to the basics and skill off of that. So, you know, like for the record, I have a lot of the stuff like on my email or on my Instagram, if anyone wants to go and check it out. Like I have like a lot of these programs written up, but essentially like with the body weight, like you want to think of like a lot of the major movements. Like you have your squats, your lunges, you have your push-ups, you have your sit-ups, but more importantly, you just want to get moving. Like my biggest thing for anyone is walking. I know it sounds silly.
Right.
I could anyone just need to do every day. It's go for at least a 30-minute walk. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to how, are you taking in less calories? Are you burning more calories than you're taking in? So whether you want to do that by doing 1,000 push-ups a day, whether you want to do that by doing squats, whether you want to do that by a walk, I like mm-hmm. doing a little bit of everything. You know, I like going for my circuit of like push-ups, air squats, you know, some lunges, you know, some sit-ups. You know, I definitely recommend a lot of isometrics and stability work with body weight is probably one of the best bang for your right. buck things you could do at home. You know, we all struggle with balance and stability. So as silly as it sounds, you know, things like planks, side planks, single leg, you know, work, you know, single arm work, if you can develop strong core mm-hmm. stability, that's not only going to have you with like a sexy six pack, you know, that's also going to have you with strong abs. It's true. Well, because I've right. had hernias before and like those are core injuries. And so understanding like there's a difference between wanting like a sexy looking core, but wanting a core that like is strong. And so you could get the most bang for your buck and you'll start sweating. Like it's tough, you know? So those like are the two biggest things, you know, go for a big walk every day. You know, especially with the weather getting nice, yep. go for some hikes, challenge yourself, get moving, get sweating, and definitely work on that stability. You know, if you take 15, 20 minutes out of your day and you cycle through some planks, some side planks, and then variations of that, you know, you could do, you know, side planks with your feet elevated or, you know, one arm, and then all these little different, you right. know, tricks and variations will go a long way. You know, I even struggle with a 30-second single arm plank. Like as silly as it sounds, like these things are hard fitness things that we overlook because right. we're always in the gym doing other stuff. So in terms of right now at home, that's what I'd recommend. You know, if you have the ability to go for a walk outside, definitely utilize that. If you're really, really stuck in your apartment, like definitely core isometrics and then just a lot of body weight work. You know, I mean, I once actually posted something on Twitter that was the prison cell workout. And I said, if I was confined to like a 1x1 square, I would literally do a circuit mm-hmm. of like 10 air squats, 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups, and a 1-minute plank every hour. And as silly as it sounds, like that's just where you have to be honest with yourself. If you really want to get after it, you got to go burn those calories right. somehow. It's not sexy.
And I just,
it's not, but on, you know, if it's,
I'm not
you gotta,
sure what this is sounding like right now, but you've been cutting
you
out
sound
a
great.
Little bit on
you
my
sound
end,
great.
So I just want to repeat, just in case it cut out, that you said, you know, the main things you could do right now are the basics like planks, going for a walk, burning more calories than you take in, push-ups, squats, sit-ups, you know, get back to the basics. It's pretty much what your point is here.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, you're right. No, you're 100%
and then,
right. And it's just because if you
yeah,
can
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you're right because if you can bring the intensity with the basics, I mean, the basics are what you're always going to do. You know, the last thing I'll leave you on that note is that Walter Payton, like one of the most famous NFL running backs, there was a video of him I saw like a week ago, and like it was just uh-huh. him doing hill sprints. And like that's what he did in his off-season conditioning. Like this man was on a multi-million dollar contract. He was arguably the best running back in the league for multiple years, and he did hill sprints for his off-season conditioning. So it just goes to show you that, like, the basics never go out of style. So
yeah, the basics never go out of style. I like that. So before we go, because we're getting towards the end here, do you have any of your top tips for staying mentally healthy during this time?
Absolutely. Journaling.
Journaling,
one,
you said?
First and foremost, it's something I can't – yeah, journaling. I can't go a day without it. You definitely have to just find a place to where you can put your thoughts down and just be able to visualize them, especially in a time like this where each and every day is kind of lost in themselves. Like, there's no structure. You have to be able to kind of check yourself and mm-hmm. see where you're going, because it's very easy to lose
right.
yourself. The second thing is, and so to build off of that too, is establish a structure. I know I mentally get in the biggest funk when I start to lose my structure. So if you can start to give your day some simple structure, like as simple as I want to wake up at 9 a.m. because I want to drink coffee and read or journal. Mm-hmm. Now you're killing two birds with one stone. And then, like, let's say you're like, I want to go for my walk by noon. So you can get your movement in, because I know, like, if I don't get moving for a day, like, I feel lethargic, and
right.
that carries on into each day. And then, you know, just, you know, those are those two big things. Like, just try to keep it simple. Like, you know, build your structure and journal so you can, you know, audit yourself. You know, drink your water and,
you know,
a
that's
bit
interesting.
Less. Go for walks.
That's just interesting, because my last guest, Jillian, she was saying how one of her top tips is to maintain a schedule, and you're kind of saying the same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We all struggle with it. I even noticed with quarantine, when I was in my biggest funks and I was, like, depressed and not really sure, like, how to handle all this,
mm-hmm.
I had no structure. When I'm able to wake up and be like, okay, I have a plan today, like, I feel more actionable. It's just
right.
the truth.
That's perfect. And I think that's a good note to end it on. But before we do end, what is your Instagram or any of your social media so people can follow you?
So my Instagram is @RealChinShady. That's @RealChinShady. It's like the Eminem song,
yeah.
Real Slim Shady, but it's Real Chin Shady. You can go there. You can subscribe to my weekly email. I drop a lot of cool, valuable gems in there. And then, I have, like, all the at-home workout programs in my Instagram as well. So for anyone who wants to get on that, and then all the more mindful tips. But thank you, John.
Yeah.
I really appreciate this, dude. I'm glad
you're
able to
thank you for
doing
this.
Man.
I'm sorry about all the technical stuff.
Nah, dude, you're good, man. It all worked out.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much, Tom. Before I wrap up today, I just want to quickly talk about some of the shows I've been watching, because I did that on, I think, my first episode, and people seem to like that. So just some of the shows that have continued to keep me mentally healthy during these times are American Idol. I'm still watching that. They're up to down to the top 11, I think. Yes, top 11. They're on the top 11 right now. And what they are doing is, I wasn't sure how the live shows were going to work, and American Idol is actually recording from home. So it's like a bunch of self-tapes. All of the contestants are recording themselves at home, and each of the judges and Ryan Seacrest, they're all at their own houses, and they're all just communicating virtually. And it's working out pretty well. Just like I said, I've been watching The View. They're recording from home. And all of these shows are doing a very good job, I think, of trying to keep their shows normal and running while in quarantine. So I appreciate that. And then the movie that I'm going to suggest everyone watch is called A Secret Love on Netflix. It is a story about these two women who became a couple in the 1940s, when obviously that was not an easy time for them to be themselves. And the documentary tracks their journey from the 1940s to present day and gets into the obstacles they've faced and the love that kept them together through it all. And it actually was written and directed by a teacher of mine from Western Connecticut State University, Chris Bolin. So shout out to him. It was beautifully done, and I highly recommend it. It's very inspiring and an uplifting movie, and it's something Chris should be very proud of. And on that note, that wraps up this episode of On With John. And like I said, I'm working on the technical difficulties. with everything going on and having people call in for the first time, I'm still trying to work it out. But I am powering through. We are all powering through, and we will get there. And as always, thanks for listening.